Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Dish Nation. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Much to get to on this day that's launching off an epic weekend. And coming up later, we got the stars of All Eyes on Me right here in the studio. Plus, our BFF Andrew Freund sits down with Rachel Weisz, the star of My Cousin Rachel, to diss movies, magic, mushrooms, and murder.
Oh! Mm.
But with no further ado, let's invite our LA posse into the mix. We got Heidi, Frank, and Eric. What's up, y'all?
Hey, hey!
Happy Friday! I'm doing the water sprinkler dance.
Don't do that. Yeah. Stop that.
Immediately. Is that not happening anymore?
No. Almost ruined my Friday.
Huh. Yeah. Well, let's keep those epic dance moves rocking to keep the epic theme going. Let's talk about Jamie Foxx. Now, he's talking about having one of the most epic birthday parties ever when he turns 50 in December.
All right, I take it back. I said I wouldn't date a 50-year-old. He looks good.
Oh?
You know, it really is hard to believe that is 50.
That's not Shanaynay. That's Wanda.
That's not Shanaynay. Shanaynay is Martin.
Oh, yeah, Heidi, get your black people together.
We don't all look alike, girl.
Talking about Wanda. You got to do your lips like this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he talked to Jimmy Kimmel all about his epic party, is what he had to say.
I'm going
to
go crazy. There's an island, and there's
you're
people.
Going to an island?
Yeah.
Will there be a lot of people on the island?
It'll be in progression of the people that, you know, and down to, my real dogs. Like, it'll be family. Okay, y'all get out of here. And now.
From the island, like a reality show.
All right, he's doing it the right way.
Yes.
That's exactly how you have to do it. You have to let your family come and enjoy, let them be a part of your birthday.
Yes.
Right.
And then you got to get them the hell out of there and turn the hell up.
Yes.
Yep.
You're going to have to get two islands. There's the island for the family and friends, and then there's Hooker Island. And we all know what you're talking about, Jamie. Hooker Island.
If you're going to invite Katie Holmes, I wonder if she's going to be one of the attendees.
Of course she'll be there. She's always by his side when he's not on camera.
No, she's going to be Katie Holmes.
She's not going to be there. No way. You're going to invite her.
Well, moving on, Jada Pinkett Smith kind of dropped a bombshell about her kids. She was doing an interview for Hote Living magazine where she said that her and her husband Will are empty nesters. And then I'm thinking, well, wait a second. So Willow and Jaden are both out of the house. Now, Jaden's 18, but Willow's only 16 years old.
She's out of the house?
Completely out of the house.
Oh, where
did somebody forget to lock the door?
She was like, Mom, I'm so sick of you not letting me whip my hair back and forth.
Yeah. She's probably living in the treehouse or something. The treehouse is probably nicer than all of
them. Right, exactly. Here's what Jada said, quote, I don't have time to miss them. They do check in all the time, call and pop in, but she says that everyone is so busy with their lives, there's really no time to be sad.
This is good, though, because I moved out at 24, and my mom still tells the story that I snuck out of the house.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, raw-ass woman.
Of course, she still has her bedroom where she left it at home.
Come back anytime, baby.
She was like, come on back, because all of us in your name.
All right, well, I have a rock and roll story that's actually pretty funny. I want all of you to play along. Pretend you're at a rock and roll show, okay?
All right.
Now throw your hand up in the air and make the symbol that says rock on!
Yeah!
Yes! Woo! You all did it right. Ding, ding, ding. But if it were up to Gene Simmons, we'd all have to pay up right now because he wants to trademark the horns up, rock on, hand sign.
Goodbye, Gene. You and your long tongue.
Lord. Yes.
You can't trademark. I mean, I know they have their Kiss has their name on everything. I mean, everything.
Well, I could do baby because I did baby before anybody.
How much would you charge anyway for...
I would charge at least, honey, to regular people, honey, I would charge at least maybe $20,000.
What?
Hell, that's cheap.
Well, we need to all use it before you get your patent.
Yes.
All
right.
Baby!
Before we lose too much money to Gary, we're going to rock on out of this class chat right here. But we're going to come back with a feel-good Friday story about kidnapping.
What?
Yes,
what?
It's about kidnapping. But I promise it's actually a feel-good story about kidnapping. But you'll find out that later in the show. Goodbye, Atlanta.
Bye, Atlanta.
Bye. Bye. All right, this Sunday, we are sending lots of love to all the pops out there, and we're wishing you all a
Happy Father's Day!
That's right, so, and what's the best way to celebrate? Here on Dish Nation and with a game.
Yes.
So, listen, I'm going to give you guys clues, and all the answers are movies, TV shows, and songs, etc., with the variation of the word father in it.
Okay.
All right? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's
try.
Get it. This movie, starring Al Pacino and Marlon Brando, is it about a Porsche?
God! Incorrect. It's called The Godfather.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's okay. She can have it. I don't even want to put you through
that. No, ain't no coin. You got to get it right.
I know when you look up the movie, it says God. The
Godfather.
Oh, yeah, y'all better put the bra and the this and God, the that in front of all these titles.
Cool, you gotta have a little funky point. And this movie stars Eddie Murphy as a stay-at-home dad who opens his own child care daycare facility. Gary, go.
The movie's called Daddy Daycare.
All right, cool. Dad, you got a point, Gary.
Yeah.
Nope. It's called The Daddy Daycare.
No, bitch, ain't no good in that one. No, honey, you can't get that one.
All right, now, in this hit song, Madonna sings, I'm keeping my baby. Porsha.
Like a prayer?
No. Where's the father in that? Come on, Gary, you should know this.
Oh! Papa don't preach.
That's correct.
Yep. Yes, 2 points, yes.
Such a long one. I'm keeping my baby.
Baby, I'm gonna keep my baby.
This Seth MacFarlane animated series is about a CIA agent by the name of Stan Smith dealing with his family and keeping America safe. Come on, Brad. Yes,
Papa Pops.
No.
No. Not Pop Pop.
Yes, Brad.
American Dad.
That is correct. Brad has points. She's on board.
Thank you.
Game's tied.
Thank you.
No, it ain't tied. We got 2 apiece.
No, you don't.
You got 2.
Can't win the game if you have a heart attack and die, Gary.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, cool. This song is widely considered the best song of Luther Vandross's career. Yes, Gary.
I want to dance with my father.
I want to say
dance with my father.
I want to dance with my father.
No, Gary got it right.
Bitch, I got it right.
Wait, he said father.
What's the
father? Got it right here.
Father.
3, 4, let's go.
This Beyonce song, Lemonade. You buzz it first. I'll note that. Has the lyrics, my
I buzzed it up ready
she
to go.
Go for it.
Dang, Daddy Lessons.
Yes. All right, next up, I expect you to
3 points over here for Porsha.
This hit song is from 1972, and it's by The Temptations, and it's considered one of the greatest songs of all time.
You know, he know it. He was in hot college. Brett Bingham.
5, 4.
The Temptations.
3, 2, 1.
I always love my father.
No.
No.
Gary. Go ahead, Brett.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
wherever he laid his hat was his home.
That's what we can afford.
Go next.
All right, so nothing else mattered before this because this one is for the win.
That's how it goes.
For the win.
She already buzzing. Be quiet over there.
You shut the hell up with your loud self. All you do is scream over your buzzer.
Be quiet. Hush.
Listen, listen, everybody. This movie starred Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Go ahead. It buzzed Mama's
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead, give us that wrong answer
it's
real quick.
It's buzzing by itself.
No, it ain't buzzing by itself.
This movie starred Bill Cosby and is about a father who dies, but his spirit is still able to communicate with his kids. Yes, Gary.
Ghost Dad.
Well, damn.
Yes!
Congratulations, Gary.
Yes.
Good job, Gary.
I want to thank all my fans.
Go, Gary.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to all the fathers out there.
Fathers? What's a father?
That's a daddy.
Say father.
Father. Father. I want to say all the daddies, Daddy. I want to give a shout-out to all the fathers, the dads, everybody out there in TV land. We love you here at Dish Nation. Somebody was a father for me. Somebody was a father for these two losers. But you know what? You all are great fathers.
We already had a commercial breaker. Shabba. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back. Hit Dinners this weekend is All Eyes on Me, the long-awaited Tupac biopic. And earlier this week, we had a chance to talk to the stars of the film. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. The Tour Stars of one of the most anticipated films of this year. From All Eyes on Me, one time for Cat Graham and Demetrius Shipp Jr.
That's a warm reception right there.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Yo, man, like, I mean, this is the movie that the internet has been talking about even since the first flash of the first trailer. Like, I mean, and, like, it's a story people have been wanting to see told for a long time.
Absolutely.
Now, for those who are just now checking in, Cat Graham, you play Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett.
At the time, right,
yes.
Right. And you play a young Tupac all the way up to the time of his passing.
Yes, sir.
The casting, uncanny. Like, I mean, like, I'm sitting here talking to you, and you look like Juice era Tupac right now. Minus the Gumby.
That's funny.
Minus the Gumby.
Like, yeah, we watched you grow up on TV, like, you know, over the years, and it's amazing to see the beautiful young lady that you've grown into.
Thank you.
And you, before this, you worked at Target, right?
I worked at Target, Dish Network, Sam's Club,
Sears.
Shout out.
I used to be T-Ray and Cathy, too. Which apartment you worked at?
You say what? You was in Target?
Yo, I worked on the front lanes. I was a front lane supervisor. I was also the PBX operator in the back. I worked at customer service, and I spent like a week in soft lines.
Oh, man, I was
going to the wrong Target.
I was overnight, so I did the stocking.
Stock room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, so let's talk about the film, man. Like, there's a lot of pivotal moments in, like, you know, Pac's life, and as well as, I guess, with the relationship with him and Jada. Like, what was the toughest scene for both of you guys individually to film, like, when working on a movie?
Well, go ahead, Kat. I think that Demetrius and I, we really cared so much about this film that we wanted to make sure every scene was meticulously done, so we rehearsed together, and we spent a lot of time, you know, even on our own, just working on this stuff. So I don't think any scene was necessarily easy.
You bring me to climax without sex, and you do it all with regal grace. You are my heart in human form, a friend I can never replace.
California yet? You're already going soft on me.
Oh, I'm going soft?
So soft.
You got the tears in your eyes. The tears flow, and I'm getting soft.
Man, I like y'all together, like the real Tupac and Jada. Can that be a thing?
You have no idea.
Can that
we
be a thing?
We are behaving ourselves right now. We act a fool. They keep putting us on the morning news. It's a hot mess.
I love it. I love it.
She's hilarious.
Let us find out in a couple months that this is a thing. We endorse this. We stamped this union here on Dish. Can we get the exclusive? Give Dish Nation the exclusive.
Yeah, because Kat seemed like she's real.
You seem smitten.
I will tell you this, though. I seen her walking in with that dress today. I was like, whoa, she working for sure this morning. She got it going.
Oh.
Do you volley that compliment with another?
No. You're not starting that. But no, she's awesome, man. I love
you.
You
know what? I love this man. He's just so amazing to work with. He's such a great friend. And I'm just like, I really am honored to be on this journey with you. I really am.
She's great, man. Especially because, like, we, like I said, and she said, we really, like, hit it off as friends, like, from the jump. It was crazy. Like, and the crazy thing is, like, the whole outfit thing was crazy.
This
weird.
This is actually, for the promo tour, the first time we haven't accidentally worn matching outfits. The first time we met, really? We were wearing the same outfit. We were wearing
the exact same outfit.
Literally,
when we met.
I was wearing, like, this long sleeve, I think, like...
dark blue thermo-like sweater with black jeans with wheat Tims, and I had on a thermo blue sweater, dark blue, black jeans, wheat Tims.
And let me tell you...
It was so weird.
And then it's a picture that got out on the internet, and everybody thought that we were, like, in character, and
that's like our first...
But Kat,
I think they used it in the movie, too.
No guy remembers exactly what a woman was wearing the first time he seen that woman if he's not interested.
Not upon that, too, but when a woman used the word, we're on this journey together.
Here they go.
Y'all are fishing. What kind of show is this?
Kat Graham, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Shout out to you, Demetrius Shipp Jr.
Thank you, man.
I hope this is the beginning of a very long journey for both of y'all, man.
Thank you.
All Eyes on Me is the movie. It's in theaters June 16th. Be sure you see it. Big Dish Nation, warm round for
Kat
Graham, Demetrius Shipp Jr. Yes.
Thank y'all for having us, man. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if you like movies with murder, revenge, and Rachel Weisz, then you gotta go see the new movie, My Cousin Rachel, which is out now. Andrew Freund caught up with the stars Sam Claflin, Ian Glenn, and Ms. Weisz herself to talk about everything from murder to magic mushrooms. Take a look.
Try.
It's disgusting.
It's good for the health. how easy it must be for a woman like Rachel to twist you around her little finger.
You know nothing about her.
Or is it you who know nothing?
I want you to be my wife.
Have you gone out of your mind?
Stay away from me!
All right, Sam, let's just cut the crap here.
Okay. Crap cut.
Is Rachel good? Is she bad? What are your thoughts?
Which Rachel are we talking
Both
about?
Both of them.
I think the beautiful thing about the film Rachel is that she's mysterious. You're not meant to know. For me, personally, playing Philip, I think she is a lovely and wonderful person.
She's after his money and everything that's done.
No, she's just like a woman of the world that has like deeper feelings, and he's just a young, naive young boy and he doesn't quite understand them.
I made a decision as to whether she was guilty or not before I played her, but I didn't tell the director because he didn't want to know. So he said, don't tell me. So it was my secret. And I've met people who think she definitely did it, people who think she definitely didn't, and people who are unresolved.
All right, let's talk about your poker face in this.
Okay.
In the trailer, there's like a lot of looks. Like, look, teach me how you do that look.
Well, I wouldn't call it poker face. I think it's because it's a period film. Just people were more reserved, I think.
Like this.
So it was just. I don't know because I'm sitting here in 2017. I haven't got the right corset on.
Are you gonna murder me with tea? Is what you're saying?
Am I going to what?
Murder me with tea, that's what you're saying?
Tea's good for you, and things that are good for you taste bad. Often. No? Isn't that true? Kale, right?
Kale, that's true.
Kale is really good for you. It doesn't taste that good. Right?
That's true. What do you like to spike your tea with?
I spike my tea with a touch of unsweetened almond milk.
In my younger days, magic mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms?
Yeah, magic mushrooms. That was a very good way when I was at uni to consume LSD.
Yeah, I love tea.
Put like a little Baileys in there?
A little Baileys?
Yeah, a little some booze in there?
Yeah, I would do that not so much with tea, with like just hot lemon and honey, and I like Armagnac.
Almond yak.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a kind of a whiskey. I'm just being pretentious.
Okay. Ian told me that he likes to spike his tea with magic mushrooms.
I want to go for tea at Ian's house.
I got to ask you, I read the article about you, made comments about male body shaming, mm-hmm. and I found it fascinating because I always,
Is it fascinating? I'm fascinated the fact that it's so fascinating.
It is national breaking global news. I mean, I saw your butt.
I'm sorry for that as well. I'd love to say it was a stunt butt, and I'd love to say Mel Gibson stepped in, like in Notting Hill, but no, it was all me. Yeah.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, there's just enough time for a feel-good Friday, and Heidi has us all set up.
I do. I mean, who wants to feel good on a Friday? That's everybody. And you might remember back in 2014, there were about 300 girls who were kidnapped by this terror group called Boko Haram. Because of all of the social media that Michelle Obama got behind and Angelina Jolie got behind with all those signs and the hashtag bring back our girls.
Oh, I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
It was everywhere all over social media. Well, that worked. Social media worked. People getting involved worked. And 100 of those girls have been released. They are free, they are living free, and they are happy. There are two brave girls named Joy and Lydia who are now living a brand new life here in the U.S. After growing up with no running water and no computers, both say their lives today seem like a dream. Lydia hopes to become an attorney. She's interested in helping people who have no voice. Joy wants to be a doctor, saying what I want to do is to save lives. And I think this is kind of a cute thing that one of the girls, Joy, said. She said, quote, when I first came here, I said I would never wear pants. Now I love my skinny jeans.
That's all you wear is jeans. I've never seen you in a dress.
You have.
No.
There was that one time.
Just that one time.
And we bought her pants for Christmas. But love to have you here in America.
Yay,
ladies.
Welcome.
If you're ever around L.A. or Atlanta, stop by Dish Nation.
Come on
and,
in.
Hang out with us.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.